You're listening to SBS News.
Diane Coleman is a lecturer at Western Sydney University. She also survived breast cancer after being diagnosed in 2019. She says early detection was vital.
What's important to me is giving back to make sure that other people understand how important early screening is so that they too can be living their best life with, like I am, with, I don't know, plenty of good hair days to come.
New research from the Daffodil Centre at the Cancer Council of New South Wales and the University of Sydney reveals the number of new cancer cases from 2020 to 2044 is projected to top more than 4.56 million. And it's projected 1.4 million Australians will die of cancer during the same period. Despite these numbers, which account for projected population growth and ageing, the actual rate of cancer is declining. Professor Karen Canville from the University of New South Wales says more needs to be done to reduce the burden of disease and potentially save hundreds of thousands of lives.
So we really need investments in prevention programs around healthy lifestyles, around maintaining a healthy body weight and physical activity. We also need investments and ongoing investments in our wonderful screening programs, where we need to really ensure that they're addressing the needs of all Australians and that we can increase participation. And of course, ongoing investments in cancer treatment.
And Professor Canfield says early prevention, detection and treatment is especially important for those from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, as well as First Nations communities who face barriers in accessing healthcare services.
The burden isn't shared equally in our community across different types of cancers. So, for example, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are at increased risk of cancer death, very sadly, who have worse survival from cancer. And so one of the implications of this study is really pointing again to the need for the development and leadership by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples of culturally appropriate care and management pathways.
She says governmental spending in these areas is anything but a burden. Professor Canfield uses government-funded bowel cancer testing kits as an example.
This isn't all about just spending money with no return. It's actually often about using funding in a smart way in these key investments like bowel screening that will increase outcomes. It will increase our health outcomes as a society.
And it's not all bad news. The latest research also suggests the rate of death from lung and skin cancer cases will fall over the next 25 years. Cinderella Wasti, SBS News.